You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I'll do a little bit of sports news for you. Rockies actually won last night. They beat the Padres. Those two teams are going to play again tonight at Coors Field. Those of you who are big football fans, you know, training camp gets underway in, what, like 2 weeks?
Holy cow.
Football season is upon us.
Almost time to bust out the Croctober and Crockpot.
Yeah.
Almost time.
A lot of Pittsburgh Steeler fans here in the Mile High City. I don't know why, but there are. Get a load of this. The Pittsburgh Steelers have ended their long association with Heinz, the ketchup company, so it will no longer be Heinz Stadium. It'll be Acrisure Stadium.
What's Acrisure?
I didn't know either. It's a financial tech company.
Oh,
here's the ridiculous thing. They're based in Michigan, so they're sponsoring the stadium in Pittsburgh.
Well, they're going out looking for new clients, I guess.
Yeah,
that's dumb. It's always these big financial companies.
I'll tell you what, Mile High Stadium has had its name changed several times.
Like Vlasic Stadium, the pickle company.
I wonder if there is one.
I want Vlasic Stadium. I've always pushed for Hot Topic Stadium and Build-A-Bear Stadium, too. I wish those were
God, Build-A-Bear Stadium would be hilarious.
Build-A-Bear Stadium, when's that going to happen?
Instead you get Acrisure.
Whatever.
Stupid. Listen, if you're going to go grab a cheeseburger today and you're like, it's not a big deal, I'll wolf down this, some fries. Jeremy's got news on fries coming up.
I do.
And you're like, it's okay because I'll just put a little bit extra time in on the treadmill. I've heard you say that, actually.
Yeah,
you're like, I just ate a big breakfast sandwich. That's not what cancel means.
I know, I was waiting for you to say that.
Big breakfast sandwich, and Jeremy goes, I'm going to be on the Max Trainer extra 20 minutes today.
But wouldn't it cancel out the calories?
Possibly, but what it doesn't cancel out is your mortality rate. New study out of Australia found that no matter how much you exercise, it does not cancel out the effects of a bad diet. In other words, you might say, I burned off the 300 calories that I consumed, but at the same time, it's doing damage to your body.
Yes, you're still getting the plaque buildup.
All of that.
Buildup.
So they found that people who exercised a lot, if they did not match that with a healthy diet, they still died early.
Sure.
Just like people who don't exercise.
Because you're burning off the 300, but yet you're consuming 800 calories, you know, so it's just, you're never going to catch up, too.
Well, I don't know. You could actually burn off as many calories, but the foods that you're eating are still causing
damage. Ruining your heart.
You're ruining your heart.
Wow.
So you cannot work off your way to better health.
That's why I had my bowl of oatmeal this morning.
How was it?
It was so tasty.
Yeah, but what'd you put in it to ruin it?
Nothing. It's just plain oatmeal.
Nothing.
Plain.
No stevia or anything?
Plain oatmeal.
That sounds gross.
Dry AF.
I was going to say, why?
But I'm healthy. It's good for your stool, Dom.
No, it softens your stool. If you suck at parallel parking, they say you can go out and you can practice a little bit. Are you bad at it?
I am, actually. I'm not good at it.
I'm actually, for whatever reason, that's the thing that I failed on my driving test when I was 16, but I blame my sister. That's a long story. We won't get into it. But as an adult, I've become an exquisite parallel parker, and I don't know why that is. I can even do it on the left side of the street.
Nice.
It was really hard for some people because they get used to doing it on the right side.
My car's too long to parallel park.
Well, yeah,
it's
that is a
hard
problem. Why don't you stop driving these giant boats?
It's too difficult.
Anyway, if you don't want to practice more, you can just buy this upgrade. It's a company out of Germany. They've unveiled a new front suspension for cars, Jeremy. It's called Easy Turn.
Okay.
It will turn. I watched the video. It will turn these wheels in the little wheel well like 80 degrees. 90 degrees would be a complete right turn. It's 80 degrees. So it can get in and out of these tiny little spaces. And if you want to make a U-turn and your car has a horrible, you know, U-turn, like turning radius.
Okay.
Imagine America's pickup doesn't really turn on a dime
right
either. They say it also, you just watch the video and it spins that car around.
Slide right in. All right.
Not available right now.
Seems dangerous. Like if you're going 80 on the highway and you kick it a little too much, you'll
roll.
This isn't new, though. GMC, the new Hummer that's coming out. Have you seen the crab walk feature on that?
What's that?
Where the wheels turn like that and you're able to just like drive sideways around a rock. Like if you come up on a rock and the wheels kick to the side and you can go like to the right and then straight again.
I'll be darned.
They call it the
crab walk.
Like a crab walks.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then we got rock and roll theft. Three guys are being charged with allegedly trying to sell stolen handwritten lyrics to Hotel California and Life in the Fast Lane.
So they can burn them?
By the Eagles.
Horrible song.
You're hilarious.
I hate the Eagles.
There's like one in 25,000 people who say that.
I know. Red Jarre slowly raises his hand.
The pages were stolen a long time ago by some author who'd been hired to write the Eagles' biography. Boy, did they make the wrong choice. They were acquired about 20 years ago. These guys even tried to get Don Henley, who helped write the songs, to buy back the pages. They're now all three being charged with criminal possession of stolen property and conspiracy. Here's the best part about it. One of the guys who did it, he's one of the curators for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
That's a black eye for the Rock Hall. They're taking the lyrics and selling them. What else is trending?
Well, this apparently is the biggest thing floating around the WWW right now. It's called the mental age test, and they are posting mental age videos on the old Tiki-Toki right now.
Mm-hmm.
Website called A Real Me, and I'm going to throw it up on our Facebook page so you can take the test too. It doesn't have anything to do with IQ. It's all about how mature or immature you are compared to other people your age. So it defines your mental age. Then you get on there and there's like 30 questions, things like, you know, could you kill a cockroach with a book? I don't really get that one. Can you be friends with people older than you? Do you like to travel or stay at home? Would you live in the country? Blah, 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 blah. So you put in your real age to start things off. Then you do all these questions and beep, boop, bop, boop, it spits out your mental age. I did it. I was 33. As far as my mental age goes.
All right.
Which I felt is about right.
Might be about right.
About right. Did you do it?
I did. Mine said my mental age is 36.
Well, look at that. Science behind it? Not really.
No, they say it's unscientific.
Just kind of fun?
So.
Probably.
What did you pick on the thing that says you spend most of your time, and it gave you online all of these choices like YouTube, Facebook,
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, it was all the social media sites, and I was Instagram by far. Yeah, yeah. I was on there yesterday posting some stuff. So, what else is today? Oh, it's Embrace Your Geekiness Day or Geekness Day. Geekiness? Geekness. How would you say it?
I don't know. What's the story?
Geekness, but I kind of like geekiness.
Say geekiness.
It's Embrace Your Geekiness Day. It's, you know, enjoying things like Stranger Things and Dungeons and Dragons and Star Wars
and
comic books.
How about geekitude?
Geekitude's pretty good. I do like that. So it's just a day to kind of get away with enjoying all the geeky stuff. I went through my comic books the other day. I'm thinking about selling some of them, actually.
I've always said that there's a line that delineates between nerd, geek, and dork. I think the comic book one, it makes you a dork, not a geek.
I don't know. I don't know where all these falls. I feel like a geek when I'm looking at them. Speaking of geeking habits, there's a new study at Georgia State that found video gamers, tend to have better decision-making skills. They're faster and more accurate. They used an MRI machine and did a bunch of tests.
I can see that.
They also say it helps you with your vision. There was this kid that they were talking about that had weak vision in one eye, so doctors had him play video games with his good eye covered, and it made a huge difference in the long term.
Huh.
So it just strengthens that eye. We had to do that with my son. He had a weaker eye, so we had to do patching with him. We had to cover his eye while he read or did other things with his other eye, and it worked. It just totally built up the strength in the other eye, and now he's fine. So.
Cool.
Yeah, so play video games. Strengthen your eyes. Today is also National French Fry Day. A bunch of stats and crap about French fries today. I guess they're our favorite deep-fried food. It's our favorite thing to eat with burgers, and it's the most popular American food.
I see.
Is the fry.
Yeah.
And, of course, the list is out today about, you know, the best fries and blah, blah, blah. So we can argue about that if you want. I don't know. We've done it 1,000 times in the past.
There's a lot of places doing some freebies, aren't there?
Mickey D's, Wendy's, Burger King. But, again, they're making you jump through a lot of hoops with their apps and...
Or buying other things.
Loyalty programs, buying other things. So, yeah, that's going on. Chris Hemsworth Hemsworth is in trending this morning because the story says he doesn't just play a hero on the screen. He's one in real life. Natalie Portman is with him in that Thor Love and Thunder movie. And she says that Chris refrained from eating meat before one of the kissing scenes because she's a vegan. And she says, I didn't even have to ask him to do it. She says he's really nice. And the day that we had a kiss scene, he didn't eat meat that morning because I'm vegan and he eats meat like every half hour. So, like, that was so thoughtful. He's just a nice person.
Can I burst her bubble?
What?
She doesn't know. She wasn't with him. All he had to do was walk up and say, I didn't eat any meat today. Come here.
No, I
How
think
would
he
she
probably
know?
Did. Just brushed his teeth.
Did she follow him around?
I don't know. I just got to believe
I'm
him.
I'm sure
I guess.
He had a sausage sandwich.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good right now. With some fries. And then real quick, this story is blowing my mind. Is this where we're heading with cars? If you want to use the heated seats in your new BMW, you might have to pay for it monthly now. BMW is moving to a subscription service in a few countries. They will charge you $18 a month to bypass the software that keeps it off in the car and allows you to turn it on. They're doing this. They're called microtransactions. A lot of high-end car companies, I guess, are going to this now.
You'd only need it like 4 months out of the year, though.
It's $18 a month. You can do $180 for a year, $300 for 3 years, or unlimited access for $415. So you could just pony up the $415
I would just,
and have them on.
I would just do the $72 and do it November or December.
Right, that's when you need
December,
it.
December, January, February, March. Those 4 months.
And sometimes April. Sometimes.
Yeah, but you can get by.
You can get by. But I looked at their website, and they're doing this for like a bunch of things, like additional like sport modes and access to things on the maps. And we're moving to this like buffet program for cars now. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. If I buy the car, I want the features right there.
Dude, it's a subscription world. Get used to it.
Find me a hacker ASAP to get into my heated seats. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's quick, it's funny, it's stupid, it's goofy. Today, it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Just a link and a video to the Heavy Metal Knitting World Championship.
Say no more.
Took place in Finland, and I hope you enjoy it. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.